Jose. So very much you love me, Steve.
Chodesh, everyone. Mazlik Chodesh. Oh. So lovely to be back. Every now and then, when I've got a bit of holidays, I have a chance to give a Shia. Lovely to be back in the Mishkatim of the Torah way. I want to talk about a topic. I'm not sure if somebody's spoken about this in the last 20 years. I'd be very happy to hear if somebody did, because I'm looking for someone to share notes with. So you let me know. It's a topic about if you're about to do a mitzvah and somebody claps away your mitzvah, then there's a heavy price tag. Hasar is a hoven. Yeah, anyone remember someone giving such a shia? No. Okay. So let's just start off a little bit about the chashivas of just 1 minute, 2 minutes, the chashivas of a mitzvah, and then we'll understand why you have to pay if you take someone else's mitzvah. Oh, we'll go to the details in a minute. So the Mishnah in Ovah says, "Havizoy the mitzvah kalo kva chamuro." Very careful. Any mitzvah, even a light mitzvah, a chesed, or anything which is not a major thing. Sheina toydeh schar shel mitzvah. A person never knows the schar of a mitzvah. They used to say in the Vaduk, somebody that doesn't equal out a small mitzvah like a chesed to a major one like Shabbos, then at the end, even a major one, he will end up like the not major one. You have to be careful every single mitzvah. They say over that the holy form started with a very small thing. They didn't want to say yikum pulkom. They want to say yikum pulkom on Shabbos. Very tiny thing. Who needs it? We don't understand it. Leave it out. And the end went on and on and on. And the Chofetz Chaim said over that how much is yikum pulkom? Maybe like less than 1% of the davening. And if he stops, if you don't do even 1% of something which you should be doing, at the end, who knows? So even a small little mitzvah which sounds like it's a chesed or it's a little thing like that, you have to be very, very careful. Yes. Okay, that's another subject. How can you say you can pork on a Shabbos? Yeah. So now, where's the makor of paying money if you take someone's mitzvah away? Let's start over there. The Gemara in Chulin brings a story. There was once a pikoros that was invited to Rebbe's house. And he was asking all sorts of questions. How do you know there's God? And who said he made everything? He asking all these apocalypse questions. So Rebbe gave him answers to everything. Rebbe didn't have any problems to answer. A bit later, then the apocalypse said, "I'm going to fast for 3 days, and I'm going to come back. And I'm going to argue with your answer." In 3 days' time, Rebbe was having a Suda, and there was a knock on the door. And there was Apikoros on the door. And originally they thought it was the same Apikoros. Rebbe gave a klala. But the Maisa, it wasn't that Apikoros, it was a different one. So Rebbe said, come inside, I'm already up to Berakas HaZimon. Berakas HaZimon. So the Rebbe said, "You know what? I want to offer you something. Do you want to actually make the Berakas HaZimon for us? You're going to eat something now? You want to make Berakas HaZimon for us? Or do you want to take 40 Zehugim? 40 Zehugim. Why 40? Because there's 4 brachas in Berakas HaMozim. And in those days, you've been working for someone. There's Hazan, there's Noide, there's Rachim, and there's Hatoiva Meitin. Each one is a broch on its own. Each broch is a mitzvah on its own. And you have to, and each one is worth 10 zilvim. What would you like? Would you like the kibbutz of saying being moitzias? Or would you like me to give you 40 zilvim? And he said he's going to want, he wants actually to, he doesn't want the money, he wants the broch. And the Baskel came out and said, from this story you see that each brocha and each mitzvah is worth 10 zuvim. So from there comes a big can of worms. If you have an opportunity to make to do a mitzvah, somebody else takes it, he has to pay 10 zuvim. Now, let's go into the details. How much is 10 zuvim? How much is 10 zuvim? So, there's a sefer called, from Reb Chaim Noe, called Shiuri Torah, and he says that 10 zuvim is worth 1,200 gram of silver. So I'm sure there's experts here can tell us how much 1,200 grams of silver is. Yeah? So, Mr. Shawmi. Mr. Shawmi. How much? 750 pounds nowadays. Approximate. So it fluctuated a bit because we know by Pidyon HaBen, it's 96 grams. And that is around, nowadays, 80 pounds or something. So 1,200 is, it's something near 1,000 pounds, depending on the rate of silver goes up and down. So it's something around 1,000 pounds by chapping someone's mitzvah. Now, let's just be very clear as a disclaimer. Nowadays, the Shulchan Aruch says, this knas is not, you can't, because there's no beis din nowadays, you can't actually go to beis din and say, somebody chapped my mitzvah, he owed me money. There's no beis din. However, if you did go along and you know the exact amount, yeah, let's say it's around 1,000 pounds, 750 pounds, and you chap it from him, beis din can't force you to give it back. Beis din can't force you to give it back. You're allowed to keep it. That's number one. And number two, even if you don't take any money, the Taz says from the smack, you've got to ask Mechila. It was a wrong thing that he did, yeah? Ein, it's 40 days time, Yom Kippur, Ein, Yom Kippur, Mechapre, Achichat, Tziat, Chaveroi. If you take someone else's mitzvah, you've got to ask him Mechila, you've got to mifayis him. So, as I'm saying, I don't know if today anybody's actually had the guts to take this 1,000 pounds away from anyone who's taken away his mitzvah, but we can't stop his capacity with Shulchan Aruch, Choy Shemishpat, Tzion Shin, Pei Beis, Tzif Aleph, Im Tofas, Loi Mafkina Mine. If someone chaps the money, you don't have to take, we can't afford to take it back. Now, why, let's stop, before we go into the details, which mitzvahs can you, do you have to pay for? Not all mitzvahs you have to pay for if you take it away, that's what we're going to talk about. Certain mitzvahs. But let's understand, why did Chazal give such a knas? What for? So he took someone's mitzvah away. Why did he give such a heavy fine, around 1,000 pounds, taking someone's mitzvah away? What's the reason? So, the first, I have three reasons. Number one, the Maharshal says, it's a pisoid. Well, I'm not actually asking why did he give a knas, I'm actually asking why such a funny amount. Why especially 10 zuvim? So he says it's a pisoid. Don't ever think that a mitzvah is only worth around 1,000 pounds. Kol chafatzecha leyishluvo, the habezor mitzvah kalak vachamura. There's no price for mitzvah. It's priceless. Ten zuvim is a pisoid. That's number one. Number two, Chasson Sofer says, because you were nice to someone, you caused pain to someone, and causing pain to someone, you've got to pay him back. Again, he says, Chasson Sofer Chulins, and Baba Kama says, don't ever think this is a schav, a mitzvah. His lashon is, mi yochel eshai oyrachai in pentafali, zecholach afitzim leyishvuwa. It's a tzai, you cause upset someone, Chazal said, you have to pay him around 1,000 pounds. And number three, we want to teach you a lesson. Mitzvahs should be special. Especially in Chodesh Elul, it's good for us to hear this, coming to the Yom HaDin. Mitzvah should be special. This comes from the Rima, the Nil, and Bava Kama, and Shittim Kobet says, Kedei, Shihei, Mitzvahs, Chavivos, Abaleim. V'lo yonichu, Achirim, Nasoisim. We don't want, Chazal don't want that. Mitzvah, Shalom, you've got a mezuzah here, who cares, let someone else put it on. You've got tzitzis, who cares, let someone else put it on. No. We want people to realize, if you're taking someone's mitzvah away, it's a price tag. It's £1,000 fine. Mitzvahs are special. It's not the shavuos of the mitzvah. We want you to realize how special it is. Actually, the first person, don't know if you know about this, the first person who gave 10 zehuvim, anybody know, recognize somewhere in Parshas Chayesoro, Asoro Mishkolon, right? Eliezer. Oh, Eliezer gave 2 bracelets, Shnei Tzmidim, Asoro Zohav Mishkolon. Said the Torah Chaim, why especially Asoro Zohav? So I'm sure the Talmidei Chachamim we all know, Rashi says the Dibros. The Torah Chaim said a different reason, because Eliezer made a brocha. What bracha did he say? Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Adonai Avraham, Shelo'ez of Chasdoi. It was his own bracha. Who caused him to say this bracha? Rivka. Rivka was the one that got the shidduch ready. So Rivka was the one, not shidduch ready, was the one that got, was the Baal Dova to get the shidduch going. If not her, no shidduch, right? So he said a bracha. Ah, thanking you, Rivka. You made me say a bracha, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael. I'm going to give you bracelets that are worth Asorazov Mishkolam, to remind us of Asorazov. And he said, Shekach kibil me Avram. It's not a new thing. He was Mekabu from Avram Avinu. Shescha of a bracha which is a mitzvah as well, is Asorazov.
Sorry, but he didn't take it away from Rivka. The
yes, correct. Didn't take it away. You're right. But he's trying to show the scha of a bracha. Even without. Yes, chashivas of a bracha. A bracha, which is it's a mitzvah to say a bracha, is worth sarah zovim. Good point. He never took it away, but he's trying to show a scha of a bracha is a sarah zovim.
2 braces of 20.
Was it 20? What's the lashon of the pasuk? Beis tzmidim, a sarah zov mishkolam. Are you sure each one was 10? Or was it together? I think it says Shnei Tzmidim Asar Azov Mishkolam. Together. Yeah. Yeah. And actually, one last thing, the Torah Chaim actually, this was from the Ohr Zeruah, this thing about Eliezer and Rivka. And the Torah Chaim adds on, there's a pasuk, Toiv Yoim Chatzirecho Me'olev. If you look in Chodosh, Sheikh Avraham, you'll see on the window, big window, it says, Ki toiv yoim chatzirecho me'olef. What does that mean? So he says, a person, how many brachas do you have to make a day?
100.
Mea brachas. Where do you normally make these brachas? In the Beis HaKnesses. Obviously, in those days, they may have eaten in the Beis HaKnesses as well. Bench. 100 brachas you'd make in the Beis HaKnesses. Now, if you do your maths, one bracha is worth a sarah zehuvim, so times 100, so 10 times 100 is 1,000, yeah? So which is around £1,000,000. So if I would ask you, shall I give you £1,000,000, yeah? 100 times 10 zehuvim, which is around £1,000,000, or do you prefer to keep it in the sky of mere bracha not in my bar? If you, me and you, nobody would mind saying, listen, you have to do 100 brachas every day. I'll take £1,000,000. I saw it over times 100. I don't know how. I'll be honest. Easily, I would say take £1,000,000. Says David HaMelech, No. Ki toiv yoim mechatzerecho. Do one day of the Mea Brochus mechatzerecho, which is the chatzeres and the Vatikinisiois, me'olech from the thousands of him. Even though you can't take money, but let's not forget, the real scha is the Olim Haba, Ki Toiv Yoim Chatzirecho Me'olev. Now, let's go into which mitzvahs, if you have this money, you can keep it, and which mitzvahs are you potter. So let's start I split into 2 prokim. Bamei Chayev and Bamei Potter. Let's start the ones that are Mechuyev. So, the examples that come from which are less negiah today, but they come from the Rishonim, from the Gemara, is if you have a baby, a new baby, and you've got a chiyuv to do bris milah, and there's a bit of a conflict with politics, and a mother comes along and does the bris milah on this baby. So whatever the example is, the father's out of town, the father didn't realize, and the mother comes along and chaps a bris milah. Or, so they get to shechtim, you've got a mitzvah to do kisser adam. Yeah? Someone who shechts chicken, it doesn't apply by behemoth, it only applies by oifas achayas, you have a mitzvah kisser adam. And someone else goes along and do it, it's a very easy thing to do. Someone else can just come along and pour some sand and has done your mitzvah. Somebody told me last week that in Elo, people look for rare mitzvahs. People try to do mitzvahs of Kisrei Adam in the Chodesh Elul. I've actually, I'll be zeichet to do it once. I asked the shochet here in Bentley Road in Landau, and I asked them, can I come along to the fort, behind the Manchester fort, lay the shech chickens every day, and I asked them, can I have a chance to do Kisrei Adam? I said, no problem. I came early in the morning, said the bracha, and I did the mitzvah of Kisrei Adam. It's a very special mitzvah. And so let's say somebody else comes with Aaron Shuss and does it. In such a case, you have to pay him £1,000. Asar Zehuvin. Now, we're going to see soon that there are certain cases which, if you can answer Amen, then there's a rule, God or Oyner, Yosin Amavon. It doesn't apply to all brachas. There are certain cases, it doesn't apply to Kisser, it applies to Mitzvah's Mila. Birkas Mila is supposed to be in the shul, where everybody's there. So you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekinah Melech HaOlam, Hashem, 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 Mila. And if the father was there, and he heard him, and he could answer me, God of the Oyne, Yoyisim HaMavarech. It's as if...
The Mitzvah is not the
Baruch,
the Mitzvah is doing the Mitzvah.
Oh.
It's two parts here.
Oh. Very good. Excellent Kasha. Excellent Kasha. But I forgot to point this out. When there's a bracha for a mitzvah, then you're not paying for the mitzvah. You're paying for the bracha. Forgot to point that out. Very good point, Mendelbaum. That you see from the case of the Arboim Zehubim, of this guy who was eaten by Rebbe. Rebbe offered him 40 Zehubim if you don't make Birkas HaZimun. Why 40? Should have been one for the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. Rebbe offered him 40, because when there's a bracha for a mitzvah, then you're paying for the bracha. So over here, when there's where the father had a chance to do bris milah, and you chapped it away, then you're paying for the bracha that he could have said, ala milah.
And it, mitzvah,
not for the mitzvah, no, you don't pay for both.
Also, the
over, where there is a bracha for the mitzvah, you're paying for the bracha.
If it's the Muslim, the bracha is the mitzvah.
That's right.
But here, you have two parts.
Yes, so you're right.
Twice,
yeah.
Twice
no, very good point. This is what the Pesukim point out. Where there's a bracha, then it doesn't make a difference if the bracha is the mitzvah. Or there's a bracha and a mitzvah, you're paying for the bracha. So if some moil is a bit jealous, he wants to get his name out, and he goes and does the bris milah, and so if the father's not there, then he has to pay the father £10,000. If the father is there and it's a bracha, he'd normally say loud, and the father answered Amen, or even if he could have answered Amen, is what the person would say, even if he could have answered Amen, the Marshal says this, and he didn't, then you don't have to pay £10,000. That's one case. Let's go to more of a practical case that can happen every Shabbos. Mefakoyf the mitzvahs. Mefakoyf the mitzvahs. Somebody bought an aliyah. And this aliyah belongs to you. So, and somebody else goes along, and aliyah you're supposed to be saying aliyahs loud. You all know that. It's very wrong to say bochum quiet. So in a shul, you say brachas loud. And somebody was very angry about the shishi. Yana bought it. And I come along and I sort of push him out of the door. He can't hear the aliyah. And I take the aliyah. Or somehow I get him out of the door. I say, there's someone waiting for you outside. And he goes out, and he can't answer. I mean, this person who took the aliyah, besides that he has to pay him, let's say he bought it for, fill the front of the mitzvahs, he bought it for £5, obviously you have to pay £5 to the shul. But you also have to pay the one who you took it away, a sorah zehuvim. And aliyah is someone, if you pay for it, it belongs to you. Oh, very good. Says the Marshal, I'm pretty sure there's two brachas. Very good. Here, Mr. Mendelbaum, that's an afkamina. You're not paying for, where there's a bracha for the mitzvah, then there's a mitzvah to go up to the Torah, and there's a bracha for the mitzvah, you have to pay for each bracha. So you have to pay him two, yeah? You have to pay 20 zehuvim with £2,000. It's not, yeah, you think twice before you do such a thing. Let's take another case. Well, nowadays, Zimun, we're not mutzi anymore all the brachas. Even the first bracha, you're not really mutzi him anymore. But the person who's the balabos in the house has the right to say the Zimun, the first bracha, even though we're not mutzi him anymore. But he has a right. Mishnah Berurah brings it in a similar Reish Aleph. If there's a balabas, a gavah tolu boy, litain le'oyrach levarech. So there's rights on this mitzvah. Belongs to the balabas. And someone comes along and says, Rabbi Simon of the mansion. It can happen easily. It can happen easily. You know what? You go to him after davening, after the benching, and said, Shalom Aleichem, I can't take you to Beis Din, but if I cut from you £1,000, or let's call it tens of which around £1,000, I can take it. And you got to be. So he's taken the zechus of saying Rabbis and Melim Benchen, which until Hazan HaSakur. Very good point, Mr. Rosenbaum. The Ramah in Simon Reish and Simon Kof Tzadi Gimel says the mitzvah of Zimun stops until Birkas Hazan HaSakur. We all know that. Someone says that Zimun, you're supposed to be quiet or say with him till at least the end of Hazan HaSakur and answer Amen. Because the Birkas HaZimun doesn't stop by Baruch Shem Shem Tov Chayinu. It stops. You're supposed to listen or say with quietly, and the mezamah says all the way to Hazan HaSakur, and then you're supposed to answer Amen. That's part of the.
But hasn't taken anything away. The Maaseh, what is it taken away? No, normally he's taken some of it away in Hashayah, so you've got to pay the tenzuk. He hasn't taken it away because I'm mentioning as well. I'm saying the broch. I'm saying quietly. I'm saying the broch.
Yes. There's a takana that the person that the rabbosim will mention. There's a chus of saying baruch. There is an invention and nevorah shachal mishaloi. That is, it's a bracha, but that bracha carries on. Nevorich. You say I'm going to make a bracha shachal mishaloi. Which bracha? The bracha of Hazanas Olam Kuloi. In those days, they were also moitzim. But even nowadays, they're not moitzim. You still have a zechus and a right over this bracha. Sorry. Oh, very good. Yes? Thank you. Yes, Rabbi Smus pointed out, this is only if the balabos had just gone out to do his mamachroinim, or he's gone out, he wasn't there, or he pushed him out. But if the balabos was there and he could answer amen, then God will not only use the name of Baruch. Yeah, you have to be careful. You can't charge him for no reason. You have to know the halacha properly. God will not only use the name of Baruch, which is amazing chizuk. You know, we're talking about a bracha which is worth around £1,000. It's not even worth it. It's a knas. But you say one little amen, you've got no musig what a little amen is. Oh, what the boy priagofen at the end? Very 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 good point. Very, very good point. So, it's a complicated question. If you bench ala kois, do you owe him also for that bracha? You might remember that story I started off. This apikoyos came in and the guy offered him 40 zehuvim for four brachas. They all ask. He should have offered him 50. Hagofen. So it's a very complicated question. They say there's no hagofen over here because hagofen. Where there's other brachas involved, it's not a clear answer. Where there's other brachas involved, the hagofen doesn't apply. Excellent. So that could be negia. Now, here's another way it could be negia. What happens if you have a friend that has a mezuzah? Not mezuzah, has a house. And you decide, I'm going to be clever, without him knowing, and you put a mezuzah on his house. That's right. The chiv is on the bayin. What?
The chiv is on the house.
Yeah. The person lives in the house. That's right. You go on holiday. It's some holiday. You don't have any chiv to make a mezuzah.
Who is the chiv? The person living in the house.
Huh?
Just take it down. It's not enough chiv to put on.
Can't you do that? Okay, good question. Well, I can't force you. Let's say I did it. You're asking. So you're saying I can't charge you because I could just say you do it. Do it. Well, right. But if you'd be a clever man, you wouldn't do that. You would charge me. Yeah. So you're right. It's a chovis abayis on the person who lives there. It's a chovis abayis on the person who lives there. He's in charge of getting that house. So the owner would never want him to do it. So Aruch HaShulchan says, this is another case where you have to pay 10 zuvim. Another case. It's Zohar Shalom Shleib Befonov. I don't agree. It's not a zchus for me. I want to admit it's part of Zuzah. It's not a special zchus. I want to do it. Yeah? Or let's say there's a mitzvah to make a tzitzis. Aruch HaShulchan says a mitzvah to make tzitzis on your own beged. So sometimes you go to other people who want to offer you, who can make it for you. But let's say I want a zchus, and someone else comes along and puts tzitzis on for me without telling me. He's a galav. He has to pay the 10 zuvim. And there's no shayla of omein over here, because these brachas you don't make loud. Yeah? These brachas you don't make loud. So it's only brachas like mila you make loud, or nashul. What we are, when you make, you're right, for tzitzis, there's no bracha for making tzitzis. Let's go. But it says there for sure that you have to pay, because it's not even Armin. But mezuzah, there's a bracha of kvayim mezuzah, so the fact they can answer Armin doesn't help, because it's only for loud brachas.
You could put mezuzah on another door, on the walls, they own in the house, so it's not really
lost. Okay, but each room is a bracha. Okay, you're right. Let's say there was a small office. Or the case was at the end. Here comes one more, it's getting very late. Here comes one more, which is a debatable one. You're all going to raise your hand for this one. Your wife has got mitzvah hadlakas haneiros, and you're very jealous of your wife. And you decide, this week, I want to do it. Why should she be zoicha, such a special mitzvah lakas haneiros? Or for that reason, Afrosh's challah. The wise has got a mitzvah to take challah, and you say, it's not fair, I also want to do this mitzvah. And you go and take challah. Yezicha yoitza. Yoitza Afrosh's challah, and yoitza lakas haneiros. Your wife can come along and say, according to some, here's a chiddush, even it's a mitzvah derabbanan. So let's be makdim. Some say there's no asar zehuvim for mitzvah derabbanan, only for derayisus. That's the shit of. Ishtik, you go for. Oh, I was waiting for that one. Yeah. So first of all, the Shach, Rabbi Yeruchim, Marshal, and the Rambam hold there's no sorrows of him for mitzvahs derabbanan. Let's go according to the Aruch HaShulchan and the Yavetz. They hold there is a chiyuv for mitzvahs derabbanan. So you go along and pay and you do the mitzvah. So you're not yishtik a gufoy. It's a very good question. But you do have to pay your wife. There's a certain way of paying your wife. Amanos she'ein lebal roshusboy. Yeah, people can do that. Amanos, I can give my wife. Or somebody can give my wife a present. Amanos she'ein lebal roshusboy. So it's a good kasha, but I don't. I saw this kasha, I knew this kasha would come up, but I don't think that, it doesn't matter, Shekhufoy, I still have to, according to the Yaibat, I still have to pay her, you know, like in Yom Tov time, you have to give your mechuyev to buy your wife clothes. So over here, your mechuyev to give your wife a pius of £1,000, of a knas. It was her mitzvah, and you mitzvah her, all the reasons still apply, you mitzvah her. We have to show how chaviv the mitzvahs are. And all these mitzvahs still apply. You're right, I might, she has her rights over it, and she can spend it, and things like that. That's what the Yaibat says. One final example, there's a story in the Poskim where somebody went along and did Dikas Chometz. Again, Dikas Chometz is a Durabonon, where you do Bittel to Durabonon. But according to some Durabonon, you also know he did it. He went along and it was an Oshia, tons of rooms and massive villa, a huge thing. And a poor man thought, you know, I'll help him, I'll go along and I'll do some rooms for him. And this Oshia, well, not very nice man. He goes to the base and starts making ganze tefillos. Excuse me, that he's chayiv me'asaros ahuvim. There's a ganze dion in it. So lemaisa the poskim said, if the guard started it himself, if the oshet started it himself, then you're not mechuyev to pay because you're just finishing off a mitzvah. But if huh? I know. Yeah. You're right. But if you want to be a clever man, you can charge him. Now, one more case. I asked Reb Chaim Krauss last night, the Dayan Chosh Mishpah over here, had a shaila for many years, what would be a kibud of a ein, or a chesed? It happens daily, where your father asks you, please give me a favor, just make me a coffee. Or your friend, let's talk kibud of a ein in a moment. Your father asks you, please can you just make me a coffee, please give me anything. And another brother, sitting on the other side of the table, hey daddy, here's a cup, I'll pour you. Now, can the brother Taina, excuse me, I was asked first, Sarazovin, please.
Yanka paid Esau, Sarazovin.
Wow, Moirik. Sheesh. Sterozovin, you're on the wall. This is a good one. Yeah. So the Sefer Nois Ephraim, Taka says, from Yaakov and Esau Israiah, Yitzchok asked Esau to bring Matamim, and Yaakov went along and did it. Yeah, Yaakov was told by Rivka to do it. It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, Yaakov could have Esau could say, you took my mitzvah away. You bring him from there Zariah. We don't find out anywhere Yaakov had to pay him. From there Zariah, there's no kedima in kibud av ein. You're right. If the first one won't do it, he'll be over Moira off. He'll be over Ish in Moira to roll. But in the right, it has to be either a momonistic azach, you're a balabos of your house, or your tits, or your mezuzah, or Chazal gave you. If not, say, you're not mechuyev, or chesed, someone has to pass a pen. I say, here you are, take my pen. The first one had a zechus like you. Yeah? And there's more to carry on, but Mitzvah Shem, I wish you have a gewaldig Elul, and have a chesed of some of it. Yes. 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 Yes.